Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Ed Vitagliano.
And welcome back. As the announcer said, I'm Ed Vitagliano, sitting in for Tim Wildman today. I'm joined by Walker Wildman, AFA Vice President of Operations. And now, Steve Jordahl, reporter and news anchor extraordinaire.
Hello.
For American Family News.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. All right, let's get going. We have, by the way, folks, if you, I kind of teased this at the beginning of the first hour, Will Addison of Airing the Addisons fame will be on in just a few minutes. We'll be talking about Kanye West.
Yeah, so, I can't wait. I'm loving this discussion.
Yeah, so we'll have Will on and talk about that for about 5 minutes or so. Yeah. It's not a huge story, but I was interested in it, so I'm hoping that our listeners will be too. About Christianity and entertainment, and so anyway, all right, what do we got?
All right, I wanted to start out with I think you you were mentioning today. I think that you said you were looking during the break at Drudge, and here is Sean Spicer.
This is actually on Fox News.
Oh, on Fox News,
former White House press secretary talking about entertainment.
He's on Dancing with the Stars. Now, I'm not saying that this isn't, you know, something wrong with him being on Dancing with the Stars, but I think we're taking some things a little far. I just want to say, Governor Mike Huckabee wrote a tweet in support of Sean Spicer. He said, "Want to create an emotional meltdown in Hollyweird? Vote for Sean Spicer to win Dancing with the Stars tonight and every night he's on." Well, Sean Spicer wrote back. He said, "Thank you, Governor Huckabee. Clearly the judges are not going to be with me. Let's send a message to Hollywood that those of us who stand for Christ won't be discounted. May God bless you." So, yes, a vote for Sean is Spicer on Dancing with the Stars is standing up for Christ. Something is just woefully wrong here.
Yes, I'm glad that the Christians, the Armenian Christians who are suffering in Iraq,
yes,
or the Coptic Christians in Egypt are happy to hear that Christians in this country who appear on Dances with the Stars won't be discriminated against. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say there's a rumor that God has stopped all the warring during Dancing with the Stars in Armenia so that those people can vote.
Yes, for Sean.
For Sean.
Okay, so here's my point. Okay, we are having a little fun with this,
yes,
because this is not necessarily high on the persecution scale index.
No.
Okay, but let me also correct a little something here, and that is, just because judges don't vote for you and you happen to be a Christian doesn't mean on Dancing with the Stars they're not voting for you because you're a Christian. Because according to this Fox News story, now I don't watch these kinds of shows.
I've never watched Dancing with the Stars.
I abhor them personally, not on any moral sense. I'm just not going to waste my time watching it. But they were saying, the judge is talking about Sean Spicer's performance. One of the judges says there was some element of salsa. Now, there's a picture of him in just a lime green sparkly shirt with white pants. And he says there was some element of salsa there, not always on time or on rhythm. And added that Sean Spicer's hips were set in cement, but that his performance was strangely entertaining. And another judge said that the performance was strangely entertaining. And I will give you the best fluorescent shimmy of the night. You were offbeat most of the dance, but you had fun. Now, so that's what I just want to say,
right,
is sometimes you don't win because you just can't dance.
Of course, Fox News left off the part where they said the best shimmy of the night, and I don't like it because you're a Christian.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And if you're a man and a woman talks to you and uses the words "best fluorescent shimmy of the night," you are not fulfilling. You need to have your man card taken away, as Tim Wildman would say.
Yeah, you know, we have to be careful as Christians, and I do believe Sean Spicer's a born again believer, but we have to be careful about how we prioritize what we view as God's priorities and things like who wins the college football game, who wins the hockey game, who wins Dancing with the Stars. I'll just go ahead and say it. I just don't think that's high on God's priority list. Right. Because if you read through Scripture, there's no mention of extracurricular activities being
David
a part
danced.
Of spiritual warfare. Or
David danced under the Lord.
Yeah.
From this picture I'm looking at, I don't think Sean Spicer had any of that in mind. Listen, we're just having a little fun, and what Sean Spicer does is between him and God. But to Walker's point, let's not. If you don't win, let's not make this as an act of invidious discrimination against your Christian beliefs.
The other thing, and it is just a little fun, and we'll put it away, but the other thing is, there is such a thing as calling wolf. If every time something bad happens to you, you say it's those mean secular people who don't like Christians, pretty soon when something does happen to you because they don't like you because you're a Christian, no one's going to believe you anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
All right. Maybe we have some hard news.
We're coming.
Okay.
You saw today that some impeachment motions are going to be filed in the House today by one of the squad. And I have the background here. I know they have finally found the issue that is going to take Donald Trump down. I mean, they've been looking. It wasn't Russia.
I can tell when you're getting sarcastic immediately.
Can you?
Yes.
Yeah. You start saying very definitive statements like, I have found.
Yes.
I have found. It is certain. Well, what they found is, and this is thanks to the stellar reporting of Newsweek, that Donald Trump is a pancake thief.
All right, so now for our folks who think we're kind of joking, this is not a joke. In fact, this is, we talked about this in the story meeting, this is in the wake of the New York Times, very serious slandering of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Right.
Newsweek.
Newsweek.
Right, so this is not Mad Magazine. This is not the National Enquirer.
Or The Onion.
Or The Onion. Go ahead.
Newsweek decides it's important today to put a story out that says a relative of President Trump has accused the self-proclaimed billionaire of being a pancake thief, having stolen a handful of flat cakes while on vacation with his late mother's former home in Scotland. And then it goes on to talk about, to interview a distant cousin named Alice McKay. And Alice McKay speaks glowingly of Trump's parents and speaks glowingly of his older sister. And then they put in this, I don't like that man much at all. He's so unlike his mother and father. Lovely parents. I don't know what went wrong with him. So this is just a reason for...
Did you already mention where the pancakes were stolen?
They're from the kitchen. She was making them, I think.
I'm reading the same article you are, but I found a line that's funny that it says the lady you're talking about, his distant cousin, she says that he, talking about Donald Trump, he put a few pancakes in his pocket and never said Cheerio or anything.
No, I've never said Donald Trump. I've never heard Donald Trump say Cheerio at all. And I frankly find it offensive.
Then after that, it says the White House did not immediately respond.
Yes, because it's good journalism to check with your sources to get a response.
On some level, these people at Newsweek think this is important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it is a negative story about Donald Trump. Family members don't like him. And now, I got to say, he's probably wearing an expensive suit at this moment. Why you'd put pancakes in your pocket, with an expensive suit. Maybe that's when you're a billionaire, you can do that.
Remember, the British have different words for it.
That may be one of his things, Ed.
Yeah, maybe,
nobody knows about. He just likes to
keep
food
in his
pocket,
wants to have something to snack on. He has put on a little bit of weight. Maybe maybe throw a salad in there every once in a while inside the pocket, but this is bizarre.
I don't even know if this is true, because,
it's so absurd.
First off, stealing pancakes, really?
This is Newsweek magazine.
Maybe for pancakes. Yeah. Maybe in England, pancakes.
But I can't see Donald
sandwiches.
Trump, the billionaire, just grabbing a pancake and just stuffing it in his coat pocket.
Like, I know. But
who does that?
Well, we're going to find out during the impeachment inquiries.
Well, we need to. We need the FBI to review this.
All right. So continuing our examination of hard news, we want to welcome Will Addison in. We're just going to keep you for 5 minutes because this is on me. All right. I wanted to talk to Will or Miki. Miki couldn't come in. Will is director of special initiatives. He's also producer and co-host with his wife, Miki, of Airing the Addisons, AFR Talks, popular show airing weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time. Will, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Y'all must be at the bottom of the list. You know, bring me in here.
No.
Hey, you were number two. It was Mickey and then Will.
Mickey, number two.
Hey, some people didn't even make the list. That's right. I'd rather be two than at the bottom.
That's right. All right, listen. This is a story about Christians in entertainment, which you guys cover on your show. Yeah. And to your credit, both you and Mickey, you hold Christians to a very high standard, even if they're Hollywood Christians, especially like if they're in the music industry or what. But now, Steve, you go ahead and introduce the story.
So we have some sound of this, but for the last couple months, Kanye West, the musician, rapper that most of our audience probably has never listened to a whole lot, but Kanye West has been holding church services. And we kind of think, well, what's that about? I want you to hear some of what Kanye said in this last service, and then I'd love to get your take on this, Will.
You're not asking us to do the least. You know, people are like, well, at least how are we going to do the least when he did the most? Let's not be concerned with the opinions of men at all. Only the opinion of God. Let's not be concerned with the validation of men at all. Only of God. To be radically in service to Christ is the only culture that I want to know about. Our Father Christ Jesus, thank you so much for bringing me to the home where I was born. Thank you for saving me, for replenishing me, for delivering me.
This sounds like some...
Wow. Now, I had not heard the audio. Now, he's married to Kim Kardashian.
That's right. Right?
Okay, so tell us, what's going on? Is this a real story, or is this Hollywood Christianity?
Well, it's a real story. I think there may be some genuine things happening with Kanye West. But at the same time, I think we don't give Christians, we don't give people room to grow or to get discipled. Sure. That's my fear. Now, I can't question his heart and whether he's, you know, have a relationship with Christ or anything like that. But I will say that we as the church, sometimes we're too quick on the draw to say, okay, he's one of us. Now we have the celebrity. Now Jesus is cool, and it seems like it validates our faith. And so what I would say is we need to pump the brakes a little bit and let him breed. You know, if he has truly been converted, it will show. It will show. But sometimes we're so quick to latch on just because we want a celebrity who is a Christian now to make us look cool. And so that's my fear. The same thing can happen with Justin Bieber's. You know, he's been in the news too. He led a worship service at a church in Canada, you know, singing some songs and things like that. And all of a sudden Christians are like, yeah, he's one, you know. Let's let these people breed. Let them be discipled, and then let's see what it is.
You know, we sometimes talk. I remember saying, I've said this a couple times. Wouldn't it be amazing if the Lord got a hold of, and the one that we talk about is Donald Trump, because he's surrounded with believers and evangelicals who are praying for him, who are sharing with him. I talk to these people. Mm-hmm. They share Christ with him constantly. Wow, what a change that would be and how visible that would be. We wish for it, and maybe I take every word you say truthfully and with wisdom. Maybe this is it.
Maybe, you know, and I think we will see. Now, he has an album that's coming out on the 27th. It's supposed to be a gospel-themed album. But we've seen this with Snoop Dogg. We've seen this with Mace. We've seen this with KRS-One and different artists who have put out gospel albums. But then when you look at their next project, it's like totally not.
Right.
And so you need to really be careful and discerning.
Same thing with Bieber, Justin Bieber.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say, you know, even when we look at the Bible, when we had the Apostle Paul, when he was first converted, even Ananias, when he was told by God to go and get him, Ananias raised question. He was like, hey, this is the guy that's been persecuting us.
Right.
You know, and God didn't scold him for asking this question.
That's good.
And even with the Apostle Paul being brought to the other apostles by Barnabas. Like, they didn't just accept word of mouth and say, okay, yeah, he's one of us now.
He had to prove himself.
Yeah, he had to be vetted and brought before them. So I think we need to do the same thing.
Well, and I'll say one other thing, too, that Christians, because it's a very good point you're making, Christians tend to jump to celebrity conversions
yeah.
for a variety of reasons, but they also tend to push them into speaking roles
yes.
too quickly yes. because they use the celebrity status.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to accuse, but I can, like Walker said, I can't judge their hearts, but it appears that they are using their celebrity status to boost their own
yes.
role in, yes. in the body of Christ. And we all know that someone should be discipled before they take a leadership or preaching role.
Yes, exactly.
We seem to leapfrog that because they're already well known. And
exactly.
that's just completely an unbiblical approach.
And it's hurtful to that person because they don't have time to mature. They're thrust into the limelight of the church right off the bat. You know, and like I said, with Justin Bieber, he was leading worship at a church service. And I'm like, well, he's a novice if anything,
right.
you know? And so why is he leading worship? And we hurt yeah. those individuals.
And what is the devil, and part of the hurt comes, what does the devil do with high profile Christians? He goes after them.
Yeah.
And if they are not mature. If,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
yep.
I think once the maturity process plays out,
yeah.
it is on these newfound Christians to clean up. And maybe that means admitting maybe they did some things in their past that they
yeah.
shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Like I remember Justin Bieber was hanging out with the pastor out of
Carl Lentz.
Yeah, him.
Mm-hmm.
But as they were, he was supposedly discipling Justin Bieber, that pastor. And I don't agree with him on everything, but Justin Bieber was putting out these filthy songs.
Yeah.
You know, with
yeah.
Lyrics about
this, that, or the other.
Relations outside of marriage.
Right.
And it, I was just thinking, oh, so you're being discipled, but you're still putting out dirty stuff.
Right. And that's why I think there should be a time period of just sitting down, not doing any music, you know, just being discipled. And then when you're ready, you have the blessing of, you know, who's ever discipling you to go back out there and to do what God is calling you to do.
Because I've watched some of these celebrities train wreck. Or
yeah.
shipwreck. Now, who's the, Steve, you'll probably know this, who's the actor, the young actor that played Sam Witwicky in the Transformer movies?
I don't know. I never saw the Transformer movies.
Okay.
Are you thinking of...
played an Even Stevens on Disney.
Did I just see him in the Peanut Butter Falcon?
Okay. I can't remember.
Good movie, by the way.
I can't remember. Anyway, I watched him...
Not Shia LaBeouf. Still,
yeah. Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, that's it.
And he supposedly, during the filming of the movie Fury, which is a World War II movie, he said he became a Christian, okay, and was very outspoken, but kind of immediately kind of shipwrecked within the next
wow.
year. And I don't know where he's at. I think he's
coming back.
I think he's a young man that has struggled, has had a tough life,
yeah.
and he's struggled. But the devil goes after these people, and so, folks, I just want to encourage you. First of all, don't be like a Pharisee and say, "Well, I thank you, Lord, that I'm not like these Hollywood
right.
people."
Right.
Don't discount the fact that no one is categorically beyond the reach of God's
That's
grace.
Right.
But don't accept people just because they're a celebrity and claim
That's
to
right.
be Christian. But pray for them.
You
pray for a homeless person. Pray for Kanye West and Kim Kardashian and all those folks who have, you know, lived lives of being deluded by the enemy. We want them to come to Christ.
Yeah.
Not because they're celebrities, but in spite of the fact.
That's mm-hmm. right.
I'd hate to have somebody like a tabloid following me around every day, reporting
right.
on everything I
yeah,
say,
Yeah, that's why,
I
like,
do,
like Will's
I
saying, it's best for new believers who are traditionally in the spotlight to just lay low for a little while
right.
yeah.
and kind of gather themselves and figure out, you know, how they want.
Most of them are pretty wealthy anyway. They can lay low for a while.
Yeah.
And all right, well, listen, Will, I wanted to have you in to talk about
yeah.
this. And I do appreciate you and Miki keeping up with the entertainment and music industry, because obviously I couldn't even get Shia LaBeouf's name out of the back of my head somewhere. So we need someone who kind of keeps up with that
yeah.
and brings a solidly biblical perspective on this.
And the
things.
Thing is, if you're not listening to these people, and your kids probably are, they know
right.
who they are at least. They probably
right.
know who these people are. So just good to be aware.
All right. Thank you, Will. Appreciate
no
it.
No problem.
Will Addison, Director of Special Initiatives, also producer and co-host with his wife, Miki, of Airing the Addisons, AFR's popular talk show on AFR Talk, airing weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time. All right, Steve, we have a number of minutes remaining.
I do want to dive into something fairly serious. The trial is underway for undercover journalist David DeLeiden in California. He and a co-defendant have been part of the Center for Medical Progress. They are being put on trial for exposing Planned Parenthood, going undercover, and they're saying that this is wrong. Well, God seems to work out everything for good, you know? So while he's in the middle of this trial, David DeLeiden is sitting up at the stand, and he is going over every accusation that he has had against Planned Parenthood. And as you read this, it is a parade of horribles, unlike things I have read. It's heartbreaking, but is exposing the Planned Parenthood abortion industry for the horrors that it is. And I'll give
this
you one of the
truly evil stuff.
I don't even want to say half of the stuff that's in here, but I will say this. One of the things that he talked about was a biotech company CEO who worked with Planned Parenthood who could not deny in court that they harvested aborted babies' hearts while they were still beating.
Hmm.
I'm going to ask Brent if he could post this. It's up on it will be on our Facebook page. If
yes.
you want to, and if you have the stomach for it, go
this
there.
This is testimony in a trial, okay? Now, we had a fairly long discussion on this in our story meeting this morning because the things that are in this testimony are just so demonic and so evil. That I just said, we agreed. Walker and Steve, we just agreed. We said, we do not want to read this stuff on the air. I walked away from that just kind of stunned. I'll be honest. I'm not naive. I'm not a novice. But the kind of evil that this industry, Planned Parenthood, does, the largest abortion provider in the country, maybe the world, the stuff that they are doing is right out of the pit of hell. Yeah. We did not want to read what they do to babies on the air. If you would like, you can go to Facebook, right? That's where we'll post the story.
On our Facebook page, right?
And there. You can read, this is a story from LifeSite News?
It's Life News.
Life News.
LifeNews.com, and we're working on getting it up. It'll be up within a couple of minutes after the show's off.
Are you guys, is One News Now going to do a story on this as well?
That would be a Charlie thing, and I have to believe he will.
Okay.
We're I know where he's following it.
All right. All right. It's just heartbreaking.
We have to. It's very graphic and gruesome, but we have to at least mention it in passing because, I mean, this stuff's happening.
Yes.
It's like I always use the example. It's like knowing about Nazi Germany and what Hitler was doing, but, we can't talk about it because it's too graphic. We have to at least mention it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if you want to go read more, you always can.
Well, and our listeners are grown-ups. They understand, we just are sensitive. We know sometimes children are listening, but also we don't want to ambush our listeners with things that are that graphic. If you want to read and know fully how evil this organization, this company is, Planned Parenthood, go to our Facebook page and you'll see the story.
Today's issues, yeah. Well, how about just in a couple seconds, I want to play you the star of reporting. This is a girl. This is a girl. It takes about 5 seconds. From KTLA 5, she's having a bad day in LA. This is Cut 12.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment. Micah Beck.
She's really trying hard, you know?
Oh. Well, tried to reach out to
the man
person
who died.
Who died, unavailable for comment.
Yeah.
I assume that when I die, I will also be unavailable for comments. Well, listen, if you've been on radio or television long enough, you've said something like that.
That's right.
And have lived to regret it. So, all right, thank you, Steve. Walker, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Brent Creeley, our producer, thank you. Folks, thank you for listening and watching online. More great programming directly ahead on American Family Radio. Please stay tuned.